Earlier today, the Senate voted to pass a bill led by Green Senator Janet Rice to abolish the tax placed, well, the GST tax placed on women's sanitary products. One of the arguments towards removal of the tax was that it's unfair for men's health products such as condoms and lubricants to be GST free, but women's products to be classed as luxury items. Kevin Suarez has more.
The Senate has passed a bill introduced today that plans to abolish the tax placed on women's sanitary products, dubbed the tampon tax. The tax on these products has been controversial since it was introduced early last decade, as it classed women's sanitary products such as tampons as a luxury item and therefore would be taxed by the government. The Greens introduced the bill to the Senate, and Green Senator Janet Rice was one of the most vocal supporters of the bill. She explained the history of the campaign to axe the tax.
It's been 18 years that people who menstruate have had to pay the GST on sanitary products. It's been a very long campaign to get rid of it. Right from the start, there's been opposition to it. So my private senator's bill was, we introduced it this year, and today it has sailed through the Senate. So my legislation that would remove the GST on sanitary products, axe the tampon tax, has now gone through the Senate. It now will sit in the House of Representatives. So the pressure is now on the Prime Minister to get it passed through the House of Representatives so it will become law.
She says the government's classification of women's sanitary products as a luxury item was not true to the millions of women nationwide.
They seem to think that it's all right that people who menstruate should be paying 10% extra on these essential products. I mean, anybody who menstruates knows that it's not a luxury. Bleeding every month is not a luxury. And so having sanitary products to cope with that is absolutely essential. So what we need to do is really make sure that the Prime Minister and the Liberal Party listen now and listen much more carefully and clearly to the people of Australia.
Rochelle Courtney is the founder of the charity Shared Dignity, which has been advocating the removal of the tax. She says there is a reason why it has been classified as a luxury item for nearly the past 20 years.
Because it's sexist and archaic tax. To be honest, if this was relative to men, it wouldn't be there. And most of our leaders in Australia are men. It's as simple as that. It doesn't affect them.
Although Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker says the $11 a year tax is a stretch for a small number of women, Ms. Courtney disagrees, saying thousands of women are struggling to make enough money for food, let alone sanitary products.
There's 175,000 women who turned to homelessness services last year who cannot afford to buy sanitary items. So it affects everybody as to the tax on sanitary items, but it actually has a massive effect on those that just simply can't afford it. And the needs out there in the community are growing greater by the day. We've got families who cannot afford rent and electricity and food on the table. So we've got people turning to making makeshift pads out of wadded up toilet paper and socks. This is in Australia, the lucky country. Many other countries have abolished the tax off sanitary items because it's a human right to have access to sanitary items, not a luxury.
The federal government has previously stated it did not intend to support the removal of the tax, as it is up to the states to do it. As a result, Ms. Courtney and Shared a Dignity spearheaded a petition to show the tax removal had massive support from the people.
So we then went straight into filing a federal petition, which required 100,000 signatures in 30 days. And we got 104,379 signatures in 30 days, which is now Australia's most signed online petition. People really believe it's not okay to tax our sanitary items.
Amanda Keeling, who looks after community engagement at the Women's Electoral Lobby, has looked into the social media response to this tax and found many people online support its removal.
Well, we can see a lot of what I would call, I guess, groundswell or critical mass building on social media. So there's a lot of women who are talking about the campaign, particularly younger women. And a lot of what we're seeing is that people can see how unfair it is as a tax, you know. It's one that sort of directly taxes something that is a women's health issue. And, of course, people are expressing that this seems particularly unfair.
Senator Rice says the support from the people of Australia has continued rising since the petition started, and the Greens will be using this support to pressure the government into removing the tax.
We've also got sort of updated petition numbers. There are now over 127,000 Australians who have signed a petition to remove the GST from sanitary products. So it's very clear that people of Australia want to see this unfair and sexist tax removed, and we just are going to need to keep the pressure up on the Prime Minister and the Liberal Party for them to listen. And the Greens have led the way by introducing this bill and to getting it passed through the Senate, just the way, same way we led the way on marriage equality. It's going to now, you know, need everyone, both us in the Parliament and people in the community, to keep the pressure up until this legislation actually passes through the House of Reps and becomes law.
However, despite the fact the bill has passed the Senate, it is not expected to pass the House of Representatives, where the government is in a majority. So why go to so much effort if the bill will not likely pass?
I think it's a very significant and act for legislation to have passed through one of our Houses of Parliament. Our Houses of Parliament operate independently, and it's a real strong sign, and it basically says the Senate have listened to the people of Australia, now they're calling upon the government in the House of Representatives to do so. And it's not going to be an issue that goes away. It's been something that people have been campaigning on for 18 years. For this legislation to have passed through the Senate is a huge step forward in actually saying this is something that's legitimate. It has got through one of our Houses of Parliament, it needs to get through the other one. And for as long as the government are blocking it, it's this sexist and unfair tax is going to continue to exist, and people know that.
Greens Senator Janet Rice ending that report by Kevin Suarez. We did contact Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer, but she was unable to provide comment prior to us going to air.